following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. So it's a Friday night. Don't have Bruno over here messing with me, so we're going to knock this out pretty quickly. Y'all know the website, the greatest website in all of detailing, and the reason why is because it's ours. You're going to be able to find the links on where to listen to the show, where to find us on social media, stuff like that. But more importantly, we have this really cool preferred vendor page. All of our wonderful ad sponsors are on there. It has a link directly to their website with the coupon code. So you can go on there and buy some stuff from them, save you a little bit of money, spend some money with them, return new year. They'll spend some money with us, and then we'll give you that funny, you know, so the hashtag money, money, funny makes the world go round. We also have the merch store. You can go on there and buy some t-shirts. We got all the Kong shirts up there. We got the podcast logo, the headphone logo tees up there. And then we also have the hat, the banner style embroidered hat, which is an awesome hat, actually. Go get one. Normally we're streaming on YouTube, not tonight because it's Friday, it's a Q&A, but this will be up on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel, the Detail Solutions Podcast. Give us a follow, hit that notification button, a little bell, give us a like, all that fun stuff. And then, if you're on the old TikTok and you're not following us, please go give us a follow at the Detail Solutions Pod. We don't do much on, well, Jason, I take that back. Jason posts, the lot or the reels and stuff on there. He's got a really funny one from the last episode where he, or not the last episode, the Thanksgiving episode, the Friday after Thanksgiving episode where he talked about, running around in his backyard naked. He put a funny little reel up for that. If you plan to go to MTE in sunny Orlando, Florida, from February 1st through the 3rd in 2024, make sure you use the code DSP15 when you purchase your tickets. That'll save you 15% for all your tickets, whether it's the education pass or the expo pass. It gets you 15% off of that. Still going to throw it out there. Detailer of the year, person of the year. Look no further. I'm right here. Just tag me down. Give your homeboy a little love. You know, it's all about, you know, giving back to the industry and doing good things for the industry. And I'm just going to say, and toot my own whistle. I think I do that with the podcast. I mean, hell, y'all voted for Jason. Gave it to Jason a couple of years ago. It's my turn now. Again, I don't think the Golden Mike Award is open yet. But if you want to check, it's mobiletechexpo.com/GoldenMike, and please vote for us. Say something. It's not even a vote. You have to actually like say some nice things, like what, you know, about the podcast. What has it done for you? How has it helped you? How has it benefited you? I really don't want to lose by one vote. This year, if I'm going to lose, I'd rather be by a landslide, but I feel like this is our year. This is our time. Third time's a charm, right? please, wherever you're listening to us, go give us a like, a share, a follow, subscribe. The Spotify Wraps have come out. I'm loving all the messages from everybody sending me, you know, how much they've listened to the podcast, what type of fan they are and things like that. So awesome. I really appreciate that. I really wish Apple did something like that, because 80% plus, I think it's like 82% of our listeners actually listen on Apple and only like 20 something on Spotify. So I really wish Apple would do something like that. Or I don't know, maybe we all just need to convert, leave Apple and go to Spotify so we get better numbers and stuff over there. Or I don't know, listen on both, listen to it twice, listen on Apple, listen on Spotify. You know, listen on your phone on one and your computer on the other. I don't know, whatever, it'd be fun. All right, so I got a cool guest to talk to tonight. So let's just go ahead and jump into this first commercial break and be right back with Tyler. Be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right, and we're back, and tonight my guest is Tyler Wilson. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, man? How's it going?
Oh, you know, it's Friday. You know, I'm kicking myself for once again doing these on Friday. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, man. I keep going like, man, I really should switch it to another day. Like any day but Friday. Like, you know, I get what Friday day? I'm just kind of like, ugh. Do what?
What's a nice day to switch it to other than Friday?
You know, that's the hard part, right? Because Monday Haley has cheer, so I'm there on Mondays. Wednesday we do What's on Your Mind, so it would have to be like a Tuesday or a Thursday. But I don't know. Friday seems okay.
Yeah,
you know, it's just it's one of those ones that, like, you know, it's the end of the week. You know, you just want to crash on the couch and watch some TV, but I do enjoy the Friday hangs, you know, doing these and meeting new people and learning all about them and everything like that. So usually, you know, it's kind of like having a case of the Mondays until you go into work and you doing a really cool car or something, you know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
How I feel about it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I don't know what to do on my weekends now that F1's over. I'm like over here making my little racetracks around the house.
Tell me about it. I just saw a thing on Instagram. I think it said it's like 93 days until Bahrain.
Yeah, we're counting down, bro. We're counting down.
I'll tell you what though. I usually go, okay, well, it's not so bad, right? Because Formula One's done, but football's still going, right? We usually get football until what Super Bowl is like February. The 1st of February, right? So then there's really only like the 1st of February until like mid-March that for me, there's like nothing, you know, because it's either Formula One or football that I watch. I don't get into basketball or baseball or anything like that. So like I really look at it and go like, okay, there's only about like maybe a 6 week period that I really have nothing on a Sunday to do before Formula One starts again.
Yeah, it's not bad. 6 weeks out of 52, we can deal with that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like they overlap just enough, you know, to where when you lose one, another one's getting ready to start, and when one stops, you still got one going. So yeah,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So so listen, man, you know the question that starts every episode: the where, the when, the how, the why did you get into detailing?
You know, I think I got into detailing back in the day. First started helping my dad wash his truck, and then it rolled into our cousins on the local car wash in town. And when I turned 16, okay. I was already starting to do work leave from school, so I'd get out about 1 o'clock, go work till 8 o'clock, and I was doing that. And then it started rolling into me growing up, and I felt like I could do more than what they could pay me per hour. You know, I'm out here in the back in the middle of the summer spraying acid on somebody's wheels. They just got blistering hot, and I can see the steam the second we're just blasting the acid on the rims, and he's like, man, put some more of that stuff on there. And he goes to the end of the car wash and he's like, man, make that tire shine dripping wet, man. He wants it slinging off the side of his tire. Yeah. The second he drives off. And we did that day in, day out, like 150 cars a day. I was like man something ain't right. I mean, I have my own way of like doing things, and it's just the boss wants you to do one thing, which were my cousins, so we were working for family at that point. And it just rolled over into getting linked up with somebody from the detail community, presented a job offer down here in Fort Myers. I literally up and packed and left with $83 in my bank and moved down to Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, moved down to Florida, so that ended up not happening for another reason or another. But as far as getting into professional detailing, that's how I got started. I was basically stranded down here. But back in Thomasville, back in my hometown, I was just starting to get into like ceramic coatings with a coating company. Never done it more than just, you know, your $50 detail. At most, you may do a steam and a shampoo machine, but not polishing.
Right, right.
So this was my first venture, and we went up to an IGL class in London, Kentucky, with Marcus Barsley and all of them up there. And that was like my first taste of ceramic coatings. Came back, we worked with said partner, and the breaking point was I was contracted to do an RV, clean the inside of an RV, shampoo all the carpet, clean it like a house, right?
Yeah.
The gentleman that was working with me wanted 80%. At the time, it was a 20-80. He gets 20, I do 80, because he's working for a full-time job at Tent World, advertising Tent World's Bentleys, Ferraris, exotic cars. It's like, hey, I got my own clientele. So
yeah,
me not knowing anything, I'm like 18 years old. This is 2018. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's got, I'm business to roll into. It'll be nice. Well, I get down here, he's like, yeah, we got to build the business. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't have money to go home. Like, that's not what we're going with it, right? So that happened. Right. And it's like 3 weeks later, we did this RV. And he's like, yeah, just thinking about it, like 20% is not enough. I need more like 80%. And I cut the line right there and went my own way. And it was tough, dude. You know, that was not easy. That was really my first time living out from under my parents and real world life. Yeah. I lived in my car. I had to live in my car for a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I lived in my car for a month and a half, bouncing around from RV places. RV like campsites, you can go in and rent by the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let me park my car there so I don't get towed. The cheapest thing, right?
Wow.
Then I got linked up with a client and we got a townhouse together and met my wife shortly after that downfall. and then started getting some know-how of how to professionally do this myself and survive in a networking and to where we are today.
Nice. So where did you move down from? Where were you originally
from? So if you're familiar with Valdosta, it's the first town over Georgia. Okay. So I'm 45 okay. minutes west of Valdosta, about 30, 45 minutes north of Tallahassee.
Okay.
So I'm about, okay, I got you. Yeah, southwest Georgia.
Okay. And then, yeah. And I mean, the partner that you had, like being from Georgia and him being from Florida, how did you guys originally link up at that training at IGL?
I believe it was AutoGeek 101. And then, and then I went down to Florida, and this was already in the plans to come up there and do this. It's like a week or two. And I'm up here in Georgia, and I meet them at the interstate, and then we go up to London, Kentucky, and then go back down.
Oh, okay.
It falls out like a week or two later.
Gotcha. I was almost on that trip, just so you know.
Yeah.
That person had asked me to go, and I really wanted to go because I wanted to meet Danny.
He's cool.
And, yeah, I mean, I eventually met him. You know, later on, but I really wanted to go and meet him because at the time, I think at the time, like him and I were chatting a lot because he, you know, the cool thing about Danny was, you know, he's in, you know, Thailand or whatever. So he's, you know, 12 hours opposite. So, you know, if I had questions in the morning, you know, as I'm getting ready to start a car or something like that, like he would still be up, you know, because it would be like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night for him. So I could ask him questions and often he stayed up late. And then if I had something happen during the day, you know, then I come home at night, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'm messaging him like, hey, Danny, this, that, and the other. And so, you know, Danny was a huge, you know, help for me in the beginning, you know, before I, you know, started meeting people here locally in the States and then, you know, could have those people to kind of fall onto and everything like that. So, but yeah, I said person asked me if I wanted to ride with them and I thought I was thinking about it, but at the time I just didn't have the money for the, cause that was like, I think I was like maybe a year and a half removed from the car wash, like starting my own shop. So I wasn't doing a lot of business at that point yet. So I didn't really have the money to go, couldn't really afford to take, you know, a couple of days off of work and everything like that. So yeah, I almost was on that trip with you, buddy.
Yeah. We were packed in like sardines. You didn't miss too much. It's a 16-hour drive.
That's good, that's good. That's good then. So let's kind of jump to a little bit of like where you are now, because dude, like I don't know if I can say it. I mean, like you seem like you're king of Naples, Florida now, dude. Like the cars that you're doing and the clientele that you have are, you know, what we all kind of wish for. So, I mean, like how did that, you know, end up coming about? Like how did you, you know, manage to, you know, network your way into that type of clientele or that type of business or whatnot?
You know, it really starts with not taking no for an answer and, you know, not having a dollar to your name at one point. And you start hitting up everybody, finding out how to get a, how to turn a no into a yes. You can ask it a million different ways. Somebody will say yes. And then over time you start keeping up on people. I'm persistent. I still talk to five people from 5 years ago that have never opened up my message, never text me back. But I still chase the opportunity. So that's what that comes down to. And I think it comes down to loyalty and trust. I mean, at one point, I'm 25 now, it's going to be 26 in February. I was 20 years old asking the guy to pay me $1,000, $2,000, let me wash your $500,000 car. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Gotta piss off. So, <Yeah. laughs> and it came down to, I met a client. I was for an answer, Fort Myers, trying to sell them ceramic. Time in and time, and I just had a door for one for a gentleman, and he walks out and says, "What's that on your shirt?" Oh, that's IGL coating. Da, 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 da. What's that? It's ceramic coating. Well, I don't know what that is. You got a business card? Yeah. Give him a business card. Call me a week later. It's got 7 cars in 2 different locations, all exotics. I didn't know that. Did them all. Lets me drive them. And I'm sure you've read or heard of Rich Dad Poor Dad. So he's like my living rich dad to this day. I mean, I can call him up for any financial advice, any kind of car, any network event. Just take a car, take a car that's available, fill it up with gas, wash it.
Yeah.
No questions kind of asked.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So he started with his car, then the first Porsche turned into the next Porsche, and that Porsche turned into the Lamborghini. And then when you get to that status, it's easier to trust somebody. You still got to weed. You still got to weed through it. There's still people that wants a $100 wash. They don't care what kind of car it is. And but these people in Naples, it's the lifestyle. So my buddies, I'm going to use my buddy's detailer, and because my buddy's car looks better than my car, so there's something to that. So it's a whole leveling up Naples. Speaking of Naples, I like to consider I control the whole Southwest Florida region. That being Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Bonita, Estero, Naples, Marco Island. So I'm the only, I'm the only guy within, you know, current Angel Wax community that networks down here. So this is a big season. It's one of the best places to retire in the nation. I just happened to get landed down here with no money and had to fight for my life, so to speak. So yeah. I was forced to network with everybody that looked like they had money or drove a nice car or was in a status position at a job to go in and, hey, can we do business? No. I'll see you next week. I'll see you next month. Or I'll email you, or I'll call you. I'll find a different way to connect with you. And he's like, this guy won't leave me alone. Let me see what he's got to say.
Right.
Let me see what he's got to say. He turns it on. Let me see what he can do. Oh, you can do better than what I've seen. And then so forth and so on. That's how that gets started.
Nice. And you don't ever feel like at some point, like it's an annoyance. Cause that's how I kind of aim. You know, like, I mean, I'll ask somebody and if they're like, you know, hey, no, I appreciate it, you know, whatever. You know, then I'll kind of just drop it because I always feel like I don't want to be that guy that annoys somebody to the point to where they're like, hey, fuckhead, I told you no, you know, kind of thing.
That's what I need to hear.
But yeah, I mean, you're saying that doesn't deter you, dude. And you just keep asking and keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. And I mean, I guess you're kind of like the Steve Urkel, right? You just wear them down.
Well, you got to value the relationship too. So you're going to sell somebody with $1 million car different than somebody with a $50,000 car. I'll piss off somebody with a $50,000 car because how many people have a $50,000 car? And what are they going to spend in relation to that job? They may be spending $1,000 on a $50,000 car that you've done 10 times this year. So I think you can over communicate with them because that's just a day in and day out job. But the guy down the street with the Lamborghini SVJ 63 is $1 million+ car. You don't want to piss him off and him tell his whole buddies and everything, the people that I think matter, you know, the recession proof people. And that's kind of how I've structured the business as well, you know. Being in one of the wealthiest places in the nation, the focal point, like season, I'm sure you're familiar with season, all the snowbirds are flocking down here. All the money is just flying away. So these people aren't going to understand the hard times of economy. And as a detailer, I think you need to be linked in with that. Like I met a gentleman that's buying 40 exotic cars. he doesn't feel his wallet hurting. He's going to keep somebody, he's going to keep somebody like me busy. And that's just one guy, 40 cars. So imagine in a pool of 100 gentlemen down in Naples, what's in what garage or who owns what or who knows what? I don't know, but I want to find out. I don't like saying those. So I have a hard time. Yeah. I have a hard time walking into a store and like selling myself. Hey, what's up? Who's a big guy around here? I do research. So I'll go online and find out who do I want to sell to? What do they have? Is it worth my time? Usually most pages have a contact us list, meet the staff list. So you have phone numbers, emails, you have faces. You start there. Then you have them on Facebook, add them on Facebook. And there's an algorithm on Facebook. I'm sure you know about it. That's what's really blown up. It's the Facebook algorithm. I've spent, you know, messaging people on Facebook. And then they would start the algorithm. They'd see me post a car. And then, oh, I can trust him with that. I didn't think I could, but he's doing $100,000 car. Maybe I can trust him with my $50,000 car. You know how these Mustang guys and Corvette guys get. So then that worked his way up to exotic cars. And you'd be surprised at how many people have exotic cars on Facebook, you know. People got $500,000 cars all over Facebook. You don't know who's seeing your post and who they might reach as well.
Right. And you're kind of right about having the clientele that's recession proof. I mean, a lot of my clientele doesn't have the cars that your clientele has, but a lot of my clientele, you know, they're in a situation where, you know, I feel like, you know, kind of the same thing, right? They're recession proof to a point. Like they're not, you know, oh, Alex can't have you do my car anymore because, you know, old Bidenomics is taking a turn on us and, you know, whatever. You know, they've got money and they're going to keep having money, you know. I feel like I'm at that mid range, you know, like the 100 to $200,000 cars. Right. And, but to me, like, I like that, right. Because I feel like those people are more willing to spend, you know, $2,000, $2,500 on the ceramic coating and then have me maintenance it, you know, every so often or whatever. Versus sometimes I feel like the exotic guy or now the hypercar guy or whatever, they don't drive them enough really to see the value in spending and sometimes you go like, oh, it's $2,000 on $1 million car, right? Or a $500,000 car. What's that to that guy, right? But that guy's has that car because he's smart to know, like, I'm only going to drive this car 500 miles a year, 1,000 miles a year. Why am I going to spend $2,000 on something I don't really need, right? So that's where I look at those guys are, you know, I don't chase them. If I get them, great, but I'm not chasing them. I'm chasing that $80,000 to $200,000 range clientele because those people are daily driving those cars. They do see the value in a ceramic coating and everything like that. So, I mean, trust me, man, I'd love to work on some of the cars you're working on, brother. I really would, but, you know, it just seems like I haven't found, I mean, I've done a couple of Ferraris and Lamborghinis and, you know, cool shit, you know, GT3 RSs and whatnot, but, I feel like I haven't hit that one like you had, right? Like you did one that turned into another one that turned into another one that turned into another one kind of thing. I feel like I haven't hit that. I have a couple of guys that have turned into like, so like I'm in not this coming up week, but the following week, one of my clients just bought a brand new DBX 707, right? Yeah. So in the last, I would say, 4 years of taking care of this guy's cars, I have probably done 8 to 10 cars for him because he doesn't buy. It's not like he has a shitload of cars. They have two, his car, his wife's car, but they get bored of them really fast. I think the fastest turnaround was he bought a, I think it was a 22. When they came out with them, it was a brand new Porsche Cayenne Turbo Hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Had it for 8 months. Got rid of it. Dude. It's like, dude, what? And it, you know, and then he just hit me up with a, hey, I just bought a DBX 707, and I was like, what? And I was like, well, I was like, at least you had your Range Rover for 2 years. So like, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't want people to think that I'm chasing these cars. And the scenarios that usually happen is I'm contracted to do a luxury car, Range Rover, whatever. And I like open invitations. And I think a garage door is an open invitation for Tyler to walk over and hello. Anybody right, here? Right.
Yeah.
Because usually they're coming back or they're right around the corner. And that's how that usually happens. Because in these communities, everybody's got a status car, whether it's a Bentley, a Rolls Royce, or a supercar. One of those two is in somebody's garage. And in the whole community, you just bounce it around and you're busy for weeks during the season. And you're just doing all the neighbors' cars over 5-6 years. That's how that's built up. And to go back to the question about, or the answer about, why would a guy with a $1 million car want to do it? You believe it or not, half of this market down here is about stimulating the market. They don't care about the car. They care more about supporting me. So like, just do the car and they say, what about you when it's done? Kind of people. And they never wash the car. They never call me to wash the car, but they're happy to spend $3,000 for me to ceramic coat it and do all the other cars. And
dude, that's awesome, man. I can't fault you for that at all, brother. I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, like it literally is, I think, you know, the dream of every detailer, you know, I mean, we all get into this, I feel like, right. And it's like, oh, I'm just going to do Ferraris and Lamborghinis and, you know, and you quickly realize you got to go through a lot of Civics and Corollas, you know, before you start getting to that level. So anybody, any of our 35% new listeners that are jumped on with us this past year, just know that, like, you know, I mean, I hope you guys are all hitting it right out of the park with Lamborghinis and Ferraris, but you know, you gotta walk through some shit to get there first though.
Yeah. I tell you, and it's a funny story about networking with the cars. You know, the gentleman that I was telling you about, I met a Porsche. He lets me take his cars out. So the blue R8, maybe you've seen it.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I own that car because I'm always driving it. But I take it to the car shows, and the funny story is I'm coming off the interstate. There's this black Ferrari, the top down, coming under the interstate. It's like, I got to go meet this guy. We meet at the light, and we're talking some smack, and he says, meet me at the clubhouse. We're going to the same. I says, this is what I do, da, 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 da. Move to schedule, I'll be there Monday. I didn't know this was a former vice president of T-Mobile, and he's worth.
Oh, wow.
However many zeros and commas you can count, and he lives right down the neighborhood, and he's like, hey, you know, my neighbor's got this car, that name, and tell him I said, I put in a good word for you. I'm busy for a month and a half. Like that. All supercars. Every garage has got 3 to 4 cars, plus their buddies, plus they have a northern set and their friends. I mean, dude, it happens that fast. But in the aspect of networking, the guy's taught me how to do taxes. He's taught me the back end of the business all for free. I can call him up at any given time. Yeah. And I got into a situation with an investor in 2021 after my dad passed away. I come into a little bit of money and got into some bad trusting advice again with other people and lost quite a bit of money, and he helped me out tremendously with reading stock portfolios and stock values and what I was in and P&Ls, and says get the hell out of that and come stay with me in Rochester. Stay with him for a week, did his 3 cars up north in downtown Rochester, New York, and got this whole financial plan set back on track. So having people like that in my life, I really have to say thank you to the clients that helped me get to where I am, not just me hustling and not taking no for an answer, but people helping me, set me up in a position to succeed.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing, right? When your clientele sees you as more than just a guy who washes their cars, right? Sees you as, you know, family or whatever. And that's the cool thing, right? I mean, that's the thing I like about a lot of my clients is a lot of them have been with me since I left the car wash, you know, like they're some of my originals, you know, and they, you know, they ask about Haley and they ask about Michelle and how's this going and how's that going. And, you know, I mean, one of my clients, that I see every week, he's a financial advisor. And he does work for McDonald's. Like that's how big, he is, you know. And when Michelle and I were talking about, you know, when I was talking about getting the RS3 and didn't know when they were going to come out and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, my wife's just thinking about getting something, you know, and he's like, yeah, just buy them both. Who cares? It's only money, you know? And I'm like, I don't make as much as you do, buddy, but I like your enthusiasm. Yeah. I came home and told Michelle, I was like, look, he's a financial advisor and he's telling us to buy both cars. She's like, yeah, not going to happen. But you know, we ended up buying both of them just a year apart. But yeah, that's a cool thing is, you know, when they become more than just a client, you know, they do become a friend and they are there to help you out if you've got questions or even anything. I mean, shoot, we just did Haley's cheer team was doing a raffle or whatever. And, you know, it was like $20 for 5 tickets. I reach out to some of my clients. I'm like, hey, you know, da, 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 da. And like 2 of them were like, yeah, put me down for $100. You know, I'm like, cool. Oh shit. Like that's awesome. You know?
Yeah. So,
you know, yeah. It's definitely a cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. I had something on my mind. I was going to say, I can't quite remember what it was.
Well, think about it. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick. Think about it during the commercial break. We'll come back and talk about it. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. Did you think of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember now. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's true.
I don't know shit, dude, but I know a lot of people in high places.
That's good.
That's the right way. Networking is networking.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk also, this week I've seen you posting up some boats and stuff. So you're not just doing high-end exotic cars and things like that. You're also into the marine side of it. I don't know if you're doing that as much of, but I know I've seen you post up a few times, you know, here and there of doing boats and things like that. So, you know, is that another one, you know, like, hey, so you did a great job on my cars, now I'll do my boat kind of thing, or, you know?
You know, I heard a saying about, it was in February, it's about the beauty is in what you're trying to avoid. For the longest, I made a joke about, it's my boat for the year, because I just avoided doing boats, because they were just such a pain in the ass, and I didn't know how to sell that money. You know, how I can barely talk somebody who's spending $1,500 at the time. How can I get them, $3,000 plus? At one point, you know, I heard that saying. Rick and I started talking, and we got together on it, and just there's plenty of boat work out there, and I just jumped straight into it, more money into it, and I stopped being afraid to charge. I stopped caring about their wallet. Like, for real. I mean, and I'm the kind of guy that I like long projects. I don't like how many cars can I do in a day? How long can I work on this? A boat, five, seven days, whether it's in the heat or not. I mean, I really don't care. I just like working on long projects. I like knowing I have time to work on something.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's good. I mean, and I like that saying that what you said, right? The beauty is in what you try to avoid or something. Is that what it was?
I think it was the glory is in what you're trying to avoid.
Okay.
I was avoiding boats.
There must be a lot of glory in boats, because I definitely avoid that. I'm just not a fan. it's not for me.
I mean, I'm a fan at $15,000-$20,000.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, the boats that usually I get phone calls for are like, you know, the raggedy ass, you know, garbage stuff, and then you hit them with $100 a foot price, and they're like, oh my lord, you know. Like, that's why I don't, you know, it's like throw up, you know, like I charge high because I don't really want to do it, and if you don't want to do it, you're calling me for a reason, kind of thing. So
on topic of price, what is considered high in Orlando?
It kind of varies. I mean, we're super saturated here now. I mean, it's like, you know, I sit at a traffic light and can watch like three mobile guys go by, you know, before the light turns green.
Yeah.
On top of, you know, the shops and everything that are around. So, you know, I consider myself, I guess, on the higher end, just because of, you know, that response I get when I tell people my pricing. If I'm doing an interior detail for $400 or $500, there's guys out there doing it for $75, $125, right? And that's who a majority of the people are looking for. The problem up here, and I don't know if it's similar down there, is So 8 or 9 years ago, obviously, when I left the car wash, the reason why I left the car wash was because we were bought out by a major corporation and they just don't do detailing anymore. So what happened was everybody kind of like me went and started our own detail stuff for the most part, right? So you had like this big flood of detailers starting out, and some of them stuck with it like myself and some of them didn't. But the problem is so many people here are still kind of looking for that car wash detailing price, right? Like that $75 interior detail, that $300 full detail, you know, compound, polish, wax, you know, full interior, shampoo, steam clean, all that stuff. And I'm to the point now where, you know, I tell people, I don't want a McDonald's client. I want a Ruth's Chris client. You know, I want that client that when I say, you know, $400 or $500 for an interior detail, they're like, let's do it. You know, if I say $2,000 plus for a ceramic coating, they're like, let's do it. You know, if I'm doing a compound, if I'm just doing like a cut and polish for $700 or $800, you know, which I don't typically do. I always try to just, hey, if we're doing this work, let's seal it with a ceramic coating. Let's do it right, kind of thing. But yeah, dude, I mean, even at between $2,000 and $2,500 for ceramic coating, which I feel is, you know, pretty medium in price, but it's gotten to the point
for
now. Do what?
For the boats?
No, for cars.
Okay.
Yeah, for cars, but you know, there's guys that are doing it for $800 to $1,200, you know. Now for boats, it's hard to tell because I don't really do a lot of boats, or I don't do any boats really in a long time. But the couple that I did way back when, I mean, I was charging $100 a foot to do, you know, polish and ceramic coat. So, you know, a 25 foot boat will be like $2,500, right? Or, you know, 32 foot boats, $3,200, whatever. Everybody can do math. But you know, I just don't do them. My shop's not really, you know, I have a small like garage style shop, so you know, I can't really get a boat in there, and I don't want to do it outside, you know, and I really don't like traveling. Because no matter how much I go, like, okay, I pack that. And then you get there and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot, you know, whatever.
Ceramic coating.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you got to drive back, you know. So yeah. So I kind of pass them off. I mean, the last one that I actually did was a like 42 something. And the only reason why I did it was because it was actually my buddy who booked the job. And he needed help. And he was like, dude, can you come out and help me do this? And I was like, here's my price, you know, for a day, you know, and he was willing to pay my price for a day. So, you know, and he had all the stuff. So, you know, all I needed to do was just bring my polisher. He had all the pads and the compounds and the ceramic coating and, you know, all that stuff. And he worked the inside. I worked the outside because it was a big center console, like 40 something footer one or whatever, you know, three motors on the back kind of deal. And so he worked the inside, I worked the outside, because that was another part of my thing. I said, you gotta pay me this much and I'm not doing the inside. Doing insides of boats. He's like, no. He's like, I'll do the inside. He's like, I got my, it's like it was his brother-in-law or something like that. It was like just kind of the helper, like kind of like the bitch, you know, go get us whatever we needed, do whatever we needed. Cause he wasn't really a detailer. So he was paying him like, think like $100 or something like that to help out. So yeah, that was kind of the last one that I did.
Yeah, you said it, you know, you were talking about old day pricing. You know, when you get in the boat world, you know, you see it in the same, I'm seeing it, especially giving out, you know, massive quotes for boats. They said, yeah, well, I paid that 6 months ago and it's already oxidized or it's this or that.
Yeah.
So even the boat owners waste all the money. And like I tell people, you know, you get one client that says, okay, let's do it. And it's either an inferior product for whatever reason, or the detailer just quality work's not there, or they just didn't explain to the client proper education. Whatever the reason may be, client just blew through $20,000 for his boat to be ceramic coated and now it's failing 6 or 8 months. what do you do at that point when you're trying to sell them something legitimate? How do you come back from that? So that's what's being difficult right now in the market. I mean, on a car, it's a little bit easier because everybody's got two or three cars to their name, and everybody's got two or three boats.
Yeah. And I think the other thing a lot of people don't really understand when they're ceramic coating boats is that the gel coat is porous, and it really sucks in a lot of through a lot more coating. And that's what I feel like some guys who don't have the experience or don't have the knowledge is, you know, they think that 50 mil bottle is going to get, you know, the whole boat, and then they're, you know, they're not really putting it on thick enough or heavy enough or whatever. So
yeah, I got a 37 foot boat. I'm starting Monday, and that sucker's going to take well over a liter in two products.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I think it's the same. I think it's the same thing with RVs, because RVs are pretty much made out of the same type of material. And, you know, people just don't understand that, you know, too. So
yeah, those cushions on boat just take up so much product on the inside of the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. But yeah, you do some pretty nice boats too, man. So that's pretty awesome. I'm not a fan of boats. Like, at all. Like, I don't really care to get in a boat and go for a ride or anything like that. But some of them are like nice to look at, you know, like I can respect them for what they are and go like, damn, that's fucking cool as shit, you know, but I'm just not a boat person. I mean, you know,
that's what they do. Then they put it on the back of the canal and they put it on a lift, and it's just, who's got the nicest boat in the backyard and who's got the nicest car in front.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally a game of who has the nicest what, who has the shiniest what in Naples. That's why you can argue what you want. There's plenty of work out there because somebody's trying to outbeat the next guy with,
dude, that's something awesome.
Nicer. And I'm also getting into training, because I love education. That's the biggest thing is education, whether you're gonna buy it or not. I'm gonna tell you what I think. Some clients don't like it, and they're too ignorant to think otherwise, and some people just soak up all the information. But especially coming to boats, it's a lot easier to train on a boat, train companies on a boat. They buy product, and financially that's a different route that I'm fixing to start taking into next year. I mean, I've already done a few of them this year. At the end of it, and it's just, I have a lot of companies reaching out to me wanting us to train them and train their crew, and they just buy the product, and or just, hey, just stock my building up with your guys, and we'll just do the wholesale resale gig.
No, that's nice.
So I'm getting feeling a little overwhelmed being a one-man band. How do I judge the car business when there's overwhelming boat business, but you can't leave the car business hanging?
Yeah. Have you, you know, put any thought into bringing somebody on, you know, to help you out? So if you're doing a boat and a car needs to be done, like, you know, you've got somebody that you can trust to, you know, go and handle the car or do the boat for you while you do the car or something like that.
So I've tried playing that scenario out for the past 2 years. When it comes to these clients, they trust Tyler to come wash their car. They trust Tyler with the garage code, the house code, the whatever.
Yeah,
I am the business, right? So it's hard to send somebody to a qualified job when they're expecting me to show up and expecting my level of professionalism. And quite honestly, that's hard to find, you know, for the right pay and the right attitude and the right willingness to work. Not really anybody wants to show up and work to the level that I want. You know, they got to produce kind of results I want. I want them to treat the client the way I do. I've worked with too many people that just say, let's get the job done and get paid. Let's go. I don't like working like that.
Yeah.
I hate working like that. Because something's going to come back on me, and I don't sleep at night.
Right. Yeah, somebody will miss some little spot, you know, some skip over rockers or something like that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried it. It's just I stick to me, and I call in other professionals, fly them in, they drive down. That's what I do. So I have a little bit of a higher pay in that instance, but the job gets done, and I feel happy and confident about it. I just don't have the time to dedicate somebody on my end to do that, especially if they don't already know it or fear of them skipping on me once they get the knowledge and training in town. That's why it's easier just to pull somebody from out of the area that already knows what they're doing and say, here's what we're doing, let's get going.
Yeah, just ring up old Rainey. Tell Rainey to come down and hang out with you for a little bit.
Yeah, I hear he doesn't like Florida too much. He wants to stay up there. And
I don't know. He seems like he comes down here an awful lot.
Right?
steal our work. At least he does it up in the panhandle.
Yeah, right.
Staying
up there and dead.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like on the boats, I pull a sheet a lot and flew Brad in from Louisiana, down there in New Orleans, and he's helping me on the Festival of Speed cars. And now he got that boat booked for next week, and now he's extending his stay at Sukasa Wilson.
Nice. Did you come up here a couple of weekends ago for Festivals of Speed in Orlando?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. I know you did that one in Ocala a while back, didn't you? We were going to,
but that kind of fell through at the very, very end of it. I didn't want to transport $6,000 in transport fees for half a day car show. Because my clients at the last minute started complaining about it. They didn't want to drive out. They wanted a trailer. And I'm like, I can't do that for half a day because they
reached out to me and they were like, you know, hey, you know, and I was like Ocala's a long way from me, man. Like, I just can't see. I mean, Ocala's probably like a two and a half hour drive, and I just don't see people, you know, bypassing everybody in Ocala to come to North Orlando, Sanford, just for me, because I was at an event or whatever. So I didn't do that one. And then he was trying to get me on the one here in Orlando, and I really wanted to. But that weekend, Haley had her showcase at Cheer, and I was like, you know, I got to do the family thing, I guess. And I really didn't have the money coming back from SEMA. You know, taking a week off from SEMA and everything like that. I really didn't have the money to spend on it. I didn't have any clients that I felt like I could reach out and get cars to, you know, to kind of have in my booth that, you know, cause I have clients with nice cars, but like, I haven't taken care of them in years. So I don't know what state they look like now, you know, and I didn't want to like have somebody bring me their car. And then, you know, people are walking by like, oh, this guy did that. Like, you know, and I'd have to be like, I did it like 2 years ago. It looked really good 2 years ago.
Dodge
that bullet. I don't know what he did. Yeah. So I didn't end up going, but I was just curious. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be big in Naples. It's going to be 3,200 people have already responded that they're going. So it's,
holy God.
It's going to be jam-packed. And we got a Chris Craft there. I got 7 exotic cars. I got a booth. We're partnering with the boat broker.
Is that the one you said is going on this weekend?
Yep, this Sunday.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could come down, but we're in comp season right now, so my weekends are...
What about May? What's going on in May? Because they do the one in the Festival of Speed, Ocala. I know you don't want to go to Ocala, but that's how my mind works. My mind works for the...
I think my kid's trying to creep in and sneakily turn the lights off on me like she always does. I don't know, dude. May, dude, you have to get back with me in like April, because May's so far away that, dude, I couldn't, you know, like I'm one of those people that I'm like, you know,
Woo!
what if I'm not here in May, right? Like, I don't want to make plans in May now, you know? I don't know, dude. I don't know what's going on. Keep me posted, you know, maybe if I don't have anything going on, I'll make a ride up to Ocala and maybe we can hang out or something like that.
Yeah, people follow these events. That's why I think it's worth it. So they do them Alpharetta, Georgia, and they literally ship cars to every event. It's a luxury promotion event. So they do these all over the South and up in North Georgia, but mainly in South Florida.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what happens when it comes about. We'll have to see what's going on. I mean, cheerleading's pretty much done by then, I believe. I don't know that we have anything planned for the podcast for travel in May, because I don't think there's anything going on in May. I know there's possibility of us going to TRCMA in April. June, I think, is Air Force One. Usually when Air Force One happens, but I don't think anything's May. So yeah, we'll keep in touch with that. So yeah. All right. Well, let's do our last commercial break. We'll come back. We'll ask you these three infamous questions. Although I'm going to throw a fourth one on there. I came up with a new one, so you're gonna you're gonna be the first one for the new one. See how much it stumps you. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Okay. So the round out into the show questions for you. So the first one is, when did you realize your worth? So like that moment that you're just like, you know, I'm charging this because I've done the time, my blood, sweat, and tears and all that stuff to get here. This is what I'm at.
I think the turning point was when I came back from Michigan in late 2021. I felt like I was going to revamp myself. I'm going to have this new set of prices, new me. I knew what had happened before in the first 3 years. I changed companies, changed providers, changed attitude, changed everything. And it's been smooth sailing then. I don't know why I didn't do that sooner. That's been 2 years, and you know, I just can't be afraid to take a no and tell somebody no. The price
yeah.
is the price.
No, that's good.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that's good. Okay, so the fun one, this is you know, it's WrestleMania, it's Friday night fights, it's MMA, you know, UFC, whatever, you know, 850. You're coming down to the ring. What's the song that plays that not only like hypes you up, but lets everybody know who you are?
Oh man. There's this Kid Rock song, bro. It's, what's the name of that song? Oh, what's that Kid Rock song? It's a Kid Rock song. Who? Ball with the who?
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy, diggy.
We're going to fuck something up that night, boy.
And then the smartless question, which is kind of just a take on, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So like if you could, you know, have some magical powers or whatever and you could make your business exactly where you want it to be today, you know, like where you envision it being in the future, if it could happen right now today, what does that look like?
I like a full-time sales position using my networking capabilities, people I know, and kind of get more training oriented. The fact of the matter is, if you get a company that's manufacturing 50-foot boats to 100-foot boats, and they buy the product from you month in, month out, and you have 10 of those, you do nothing. You can sit here We're making $200,000. Like, I mean, so you're making money while you're sleeping in the detailing industry. That's not really that hurt.
Yeah.
So people think about how many cars can I do? I'm thinking about how many companies can I help, and they're going to help us.
Yeah.
So it's just cool. A full circle, and that's what I'm trying to do. Because I have a baby coming. I need to be able to focus on the family, not be able to.
You just got married not too long ago, too, right?
Yeah, it's like beginning of the month. She's behind the computer, doing a whole bunch of doing the baby,
holding up the cards for you to read.
the flash cards.
Say this, say that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Okay, and then the new question that I think I'm going to start throwing in because I thought about this the other day, and I think this is another one that really makes you think, and maybe it'll tell us about people. What's your death row last meal?
Chicken casserole.
What is
chicken casserole?
Chicken casserole. Okay.
Yes. I'll eat the whole damn pan. I eat the whole pan.
I mean, you're gonna die anyways. Yeah, right. What does it matter, right? You, right? Yeah, exactly.
Specifically, it's my grandma's.
Nice. That's a good one, dude. I was thinking about that this week. That's why I asked that question, because I was thinking, I don't know why I just thought about it. I even messaged Bruno. I was like, dude, what's your death row last meal? And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I can't even think about that right now. And you know, like, I'm trying to think about it. I'm like, do I go? I mean, like, I love pizza. Do I go for pizza? But then I'm like, do I really want pizza to be my last meal? And I'm like, you know, I'd love a good, like, maybe Angus cheeseburger, you know, like not a beef, you know, like an Angus beef cheeseburger, you know. Do I want that, or do I want filet mignon, or, like, you know, do I want something that mom made me as a kid, you know? Like, yeah. The wheels start going, man, and you're like, shit, I don't know what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I might have an A5 Wagyu steak in there with some potatoes and greens and some macaroni with a little bit of salt on it.
Yeah.
Not too far off from the chicken casserole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, shit, it's your last meal. Why not have both, right?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Yeah.
The whole casket.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Tyler, listen, man, this is fun, bro. I really enjoyed this, and I know we bumped into each other a few times at MTE and SEMA and whatnot, but it was good to get you on the show and actually – you know, have a conversation and whatnot. So I appreciate you doing this. If anybody would love to reach out to you, man, and pick your brain about the whole, you know, not taking no for an answer, you know, where do they reach out to you? What's all your ats?
Yeah, I'm mainly available on Facebook, and then from there everything goes out. But I'm usually within a 2-minute response time on Facebook, and if I don't respond, okay, just pick up the phone and call me until I answer.
God, sounds good, man. All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to let you bounce out on this Friday evening, and we'll chat with you soon, hopefully. And hopefully I'll see you at MTE,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Then we got the Miami Boat. Yeah. Then we got the Miami Boat Show.
Oh, okay.
Fair.
Nice. All right, buddy. Well, it was good talking to you, man. I'll talk to you soon. And yeah, take care. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you later.
All right, bud. Bye. All right, everybody. So that was Tyler. Dude, what a cool story, man. You know, if you don't follow him, definitely go give him a follow, Tyler Wilson, on Facebook. He does a lot of cool shit. And in fact, I gave him a commented on one of his posts earlier this week or whatever, giving him a little shit. And then I realized that I was an asshole because I didn't realize that it was two different Ferraris. But he kept posting up a picture of a yellow SF90 that he was washing. And then, like, the next picture was like a silver F8 Tributo, which honestly, I didn't really look at them that close. And they both have that weird, like, hood scoop thing or whatever, right in the middle of the hood. And so I made a comment. I was like, dude, you wash that thing so much. You wash the yellow paint off of it. And then a few hours later, realized that it was an F8. And not the SF90 that he did before. So yeah, he does some pretty cool stuff. He's working on some pretty badass boats and stuff. So if you want to see some of the things that he talked about today, definitely go give him a follow. that's about it, man. I hope everybody's having a good start to their last month of the year. It's December.
Oh my God, it's December already. The year went by so fast. Holy shit.
Let's knock it out. Let's hit that last year, that last month with a home run. I hope you guys are all doing well. Please make sure you go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening to us. I'm going to say it again. Trying to get to a solid 120K before the year is over, and we're about, 4,400 listens away. We could easily do that. Typically, we're anywhere between 900 and 1,200 listens on average a week. We've definitely got 4 weeks left in the month. So please go listen. And if there's a show that you missed out on, go listen to that. And like I said before, earlier on the show, listen to it on both. Listen to it on Spotify and then click over on Apple and listen to it again. Even if you just hit that play button and just let it play in the background, like, who really cares if you're actually listening to it? Just give us the listen, man. That would be awesome. So that's it. I appreciate everyone. Thanks for everybody sending me their Spotify raps, showing us how much you guys love us. We love you too. Take care. Have a good day, night, weekend, whatever you're doing. My name is Alex Russell, and that's the end.